Praise the Lord. What a great day today is, huh? My goodness. We still live in the greatest country in the world. We still praise and worship our Lord. God is good. God is good. So today, we're going to work on Prosper Your Soul and Being Health series. Prosper Your Soul. Now, this is a very important series. I'm going to stress this a little bit here. It covers almost everything you're challenged with. 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish all things that you prosper, that's financial, and be in health, healthy, of course, as thy soul prospers. So as your soul prospers, you are helping the financial and physical parts of your being right now. And almost everybody I talk to is having challenges in one, if not both, of these areas. Okay? Now, it's vital that your soul is in agreement with what God says in His Word concerning your situation. Too many people are looking for the shortcut or the magic wand and don't want to do what they need to do. So we're going to talk about this a little bit today. We have some breakthroughs today. And I'm looking forward to the testimonies coming through as we go through this. Okay? Now, 3 John 1:2 is a spiritual parallel to how successful your prosperity level is with regards to your finances and your health. Both of those have a direct correlation to how successfully your soul prospers. Okay? If you ever see somebody who's down and out physically or down and out financially, they don't usually have a lot of joy in them. They're usually fretting and stressing and stewing over something. And the soul needs to be lifted up here, okay? Now, you prosper your soul by transforming or changing it to biblical and godly. Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, perfect will. So we have to renew our mind to line up with God's will. Now, the key word here is God's will comes first. Now, we think God's will should be. So if you read something in the Bible that contradicts what you believe, you better go to the Lord to get clarification on it. Because His Word stands firm. It's unwavering. Okay? God cannot lie. Therefore, His Word is true. And we have to stand on that. Okay? Number 4, prosper your soul by changing the input into your mind with the Word of God. I'm not against movies or TV. But you do need to be careful of what you're watching and what you're reading and how it affects what you're thinking. Okay? You need to think, is this good for me, or will this cause me challenges? A lot of people out there today are in trouble because they have this quasi-religion that the media puts out there and so forth. And the bottom line is the Word of God is the truth. Okay? All right. Prosper, renewing how your mind thinks. This will change your behavior from negative to positive. Now, we must always be positive. People that are down and out, that are highly challenged, but still have a positive attitude, are the ones who can come out victorious. Let me repeat that. People that are highly challenged but have a positive attitude will come out victorious. Look at David at Ziklag. Okay? They had taken the family. They had taken everything. His men wanted to kill him. The Lord said, encourage yourself. He encouraged himself, followed the Lord, got everything back plus more. Okay? He developed a positive attitude. Now, it's not all the time. Sometimes you got to work at it a little bit. Okay? But that's okay. The bottom line is, when you come back with a positive attitude, as David said before Goliath, paraphrasing now, my God and I will defeat this uncircumcised Philistine. Okay? God is on your side. Whatever your challenges are, God is bigger than those challenges. But we must renew our mind, put the stuff into our mind that believes that. Okay? Prosper your soul by studying the Word of God. Prosper your soul by reading your Bible daily. Okay? Now, one of the best teachings Apostle Joshua has ever given us is the structure of man has 5 parts: heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit. And ABC Church teaches the man has these 5 parts. They're called the Pentaconomy. Most churches teach man has 3 parts: spirit, soul, and body. Okay. The Greek word "poush" means soul. The definition of soul from Vine's Dictionary of Greek is the seat of intellect. Okay? So as your intellect here, as your soul, we need to get your intellect thinking along godly lines. As we think along godly lines, we have victory. Okay? The devil wants to come and lie to you. He would say to you, "That'd never work." He's a liar. My Bible says it works. Okay? All right. Your soul is directly affected by all the other four parts of the structure of man's pentecostomy. The heart, soul, mind, and body. Heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit are different. Mark 12:30. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Now, strength, of course, is with your body. This is the first commandment. Okay? There's four parts right there. Hebrews 4:12. "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit." Now, people think the soul and spirit are a lot of the same things. They're not, okay? "And the joints and marrow of a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Okay? We're going to focus on the soul today. Okay, one thing at a time. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. "May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We all have our challenges. We all make mistakes and sin. That's why ABC teaches you to confess your sins. And if you don't know your sins, do the unaware sins prayer to get yourself blameless. Okay? Romans 12:2. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, according to that scripture, your circumstances and situations can be transformed, but only when you think about them changes, when what you think about them changes. If you renew your mind, the thinking and reasoning part of you, to what God has promised in his word, things will definitely change. Now, we can talk about the challenges of the world all you want to. We can talk about inflation. Now, people are having a tough time going to the grocery store. Okay? I get that. But the answer is to change your mind that my God has supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And when I believe that, then I know somehow, some way, he's going to show me what to do to make sure I've got enough food on my table for my family. Okay? My God has supplied all, not part, all my needs. So we must do this. We must prosper our soul to think that we are victorious. Just like a sports team that's down by X number of points. Okay? They got to believe they can come back and win the game. You can see it in their body language. You can see it in the confidence of walking on the field. That they know they're still in this game. And they know that they know they can still win this game. And they know that they know it doesn't matter what the score says because they are champions. I want you to say, repeat after me, "I am a champion. God has made me a champion. Because I'm a champion, with God, I can overcome any and all obstacles and challenges in Jesus' name." Okay, now how do we do that? James 1:21-22. "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save our souls. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." A lot we teach at ABC. If you go through the schools, talk about this very fact right here. Okay? We must get rid of all filthiness. You can't be a Christian on Sunday and then go back into the world on Monday. Okay? If you're an honest Christian on Sunday, you've got to be an honest Christian Monday through Friday at your job. Okay? The word "save" is used in James 1:21 comes from the Greek word eudo, which is the same word used in 3 John 1:2, which is translated as prosper. It means God's word that's implanted into your heart is able to prosper your soul. But you must become a doer of what God's word says and not just hear about what it says. Don't be self-deceived by thinking you can change your life without doing God's word and applying it to your life. Prospering your soul causes your life to be successful by being a doer of God's word. Okay. I'm going to go back to what I said a few minutes ago. The best Christians on Sunday need to be the best Christians in their workday. You must stand and act. People are watching us as Christians. Are you saying the truth on everything you shake your hands to? Are you doing the deals with the little white lie saying, I can repent of it later, it's okay? No. God knows your heart. God knows your heart. And your mind has to get rid of all that filthiness and wickedness out of it. And a deal is a deal. When you say the words and agree to it, you must stick by it because you've made your word on it. You know, I grew up in a small town, and I had some businesses there. One was a tailor shop, and I'd quote a price on something. And every once in a while, like once a year, I'd get this job that was just horrific. It was 3 times more work than I thought. So the person came back in to pick up their garment, I'd say, you know what, I'm honoring my price because I gave you my word for it. But the next time, because this is that much work, it will be X price again. And they were all fine with that because I honored my word. And maybe I still brought the clothes back in the second time, knowing they'd pay more, but at least they were honest with it. But my word was my bond there. I developed a relationship as being an honorable person. And that really grew my business where I was tailored 3 governors, a United States senator, as well as many multi-millionaires. Now see, prosper your soul to be blessed in every area of your life. It is vital for your soul to prosper because it causes everything else to prosper and be blessed in every area of your life. Most Christians focus on the wrong things. They focus on challenges that come against them. They think about the trial and the trouble instead of God's solution to His Word, through His Word. When this happens, you're using the power of God's Word to change and transform everyone of those challenges into a blessing by releasing their faith when they speak out the Word of God out loud. Decree it. Call it into being. The Olympics are coming up. I love the Olympics. One, they come around every 4 years, they're different, you know. There are some people who play just to get to the Olympics. That's their goal. They made the Olympics. They're now an Olympian. There are others who believe they're going to win the gold. And they speak out that they're going to win the gold, not arrogantly, not conceitedly, but with confidence. And those who speak and believe it are the ones who are going to be victorious. Now, if they speak and believe and somebody else is a little bit better than them, they come up with silver or bronze, well, it is what it is. But they wouldn't have gotten silver or bronze if they didn't at least speak the fact that they were going to be victorious in this situation. Now, we're not competing against anybody else as far as healing goes. So any healing challenge you have, you will be completely victorious. It doesn't matter if somebody else is praying something else. You will be victorious because you're going to speak it out and believe it because your mind, your heart, and your soul will prosper in that. God's word is only activated by your voice speaking it out to the spirit realm so the angels of God can hearken unto God's word to perform it and get it done. Okay? If you don't speak it out, you're unemploying your angels. They are there to do a job for you. They want to do a job for you. They are heavenly beings. They want to perform. But we must speak it out for them to do it. If you're in the military, and the general is in his private office and declares an order, and nobody hears it, it doesn't get done. No, he calls in the colonel. Colonel, do X, Y, Z. Colonel. Colonel goes to the lieutenants or whatever. I don't know the ranks. Tell him the privates, and the job gets done. But he has to speak it out to somebody who knows it's being done. Okay? All right. Next section. Number one. Prosper your soul and didn't have any negative stinking thinking. Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinks in his or her heart, so is he or she. Okay? What you think matters. What you think have a direct effect on you. It's important to understand what you think is based entirely upon what you believe. If your believing is wrong, then your thinking will be wrong. If your thinking is wrong, then you will be, instead of the blessings manifesting in your life, you have something other than a blessing you desire. You know? Okay. A little fun time. When I met Karen, I believed she was going to be my wife. I had to chase her for 7 years, but she's my wife. I believed she was my wife. I knew the Holy Spirit said, that's her, when I saw her. Okay? In my phone book, I wrote down Karen Mays. I didn't write down Karen Wong, because every time I called her, I was calling my wife. Okay? I spoke into being that she'd be my wife. Now, it took her a while, because she had to go to Guatemala and do her ministry thing that God had called her to do. And I had to get a lot of things corrected in my life before we were able to get married. But the bottom line is, I believed that she was going to be my wife. I really believed with all my heart. So, praise God. Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you believe in your heart, what you think in your mind, will affect your soul. Therefore, you speak out and talk about that. You won't experience what we want if you don't think about what God's Word says about His promises. But instead, you'll experience what you have been saying about it. You receive what you say. So it is possible the challenges you have are due to you what you've been saying that did not line up to God's Word. If you want to experience the blessing of God in your life, this is vital to do that. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger came to the United States determined to be a champion bodybuilder. He claimed that. They said, what are you going to do next? He said, I'm going to be the biggest box office star in Hollywood. And people laughed at him. They laughed at him. This guy can't even speak. You can't understand the words he's saying. Okay? But he had the same drive he put into bodybuilding, he put into his acting career. And for a season there, he was the highest paid box office star. If I remember the figures correctly, the first Transformer movie he did made him 30-some million dollars. Because he took a upfront fee, but got a percentage of the gross of the movie. He's still getting paid on that to this day. Not to mention the other ones that followed. And that set him up for all the other movies he did. And a lot of them were big box office. Now, is he ever going to win an Oscar? No, he's never going to win an Oscar. He didn't claim to be an Oscar-type actor. He said to be the biggest box office star in Hollywood. He decreed it. Now, I don't know what his spiritual beliefs are, but the bottom line is, God's laws are for anybody who ever uses them. It doesn't say it only works if you believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if you speak it and believe it, you will have it. He did. What are you believing? We're going to cover that in a little bit here. If your belief is wrong, what you think will be wrong too. If your thinking is thinking because it's wrong, then your blessings will be blocked. And two of you having their blessings blocked, you've got to get past this point. What you think will have direct correlation on your body and your soul. Renew your mind and make sure that what you think is in alignment with the Word of God and right thinking, which supersedes the facts of circumstances you see, feel, or experience. So we're given a bad diagnosis. Those are the facts. According to the doctor. That's the doctor's opinion. That's all that is. A doctor's opinion. Well, my Bible says we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And the battle goes on. Now, sometimes things happen to change. Sometimes people are fighting so much, they're tired, and they decide to go to heaven. That's their choice. But the bottom line is, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of Teslas of people who got really bad reports, but believe the word of God and are still around today. Okay? What you believe is based on what you think is true. Verify your belief based on God's truth in His Word. What you believe is what you think. What you think is what you say. What you say is what you do, and what you do is what you receive. Be a hearer and doer of God's Word. Now, somebody says, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, but they still go eat a whole plate of lasagna and don't do any exercise, they're probably not going to lose 50 pounds. They're not doing part of it. Now, that's great faith, but God says, hear and do. If God says, I'll make you automatically lose 50 pounds, that's a different story. But if God says, I want you to start exercising, eating healthy to lose 50 pounds, then you have to do that. It must be because you're keened up and tuned into what God is saying. Okay, when you renew your mind to the Word of God, your soul begins to prosper. So the power of God's Word is released and changes. The circumstances will begin to change because Psalm 23:3 says that God restores your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Okay? Number 8. If you want to have God's blessings flow to your life, your soul needs to be successfully prospered. By restoring it to align with the truth of the Scriptures, not the snares of the devil with doubting thoughts, thoughts of fear, failure, dread, unworthiness, feeling not valuable, etc. Okay? I can't tell you how many people I deal with that feel they're not worthy to receive God's blessing. Jesus died on the cross. He paid the price. You are to receive every blessing He paid for you. If you go to a restaurant and some very nice person buys your dinner and you don't eat it, it's your own fault. Okay? Jesus paid the price for you. Receive the gift He gave you. Now, there are things you got to do. You got to prosper your soul. Okay? Now, your soul prospers when you believe God's Word. Your soul prospers when you believe the truth. Your soul prospers when you say the truth. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everything I put my hands to prospers. Okay? Your soul prospers when you do the truth. Your soul prospers when you receive the truth. Your soul prospers, you will prosper, be successful in all the areas of your life. Now, when this happens, you'll begin to see things you never saw them before. Your soul will be restored and prosper, which will cause you to see all that Jesus Christ has purchased for you. You also see what you have in Him as an adult child of God and act as a co-heir with Christ Jesus. The result will be that your soul will prosper as the Bible promises. You will see changes in every area of your life. Now, sometimes it happens in ways you don't expect. Sometimes your plans are not God's plans. But sometimes when you don't put God in the box, He'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Okay? Number 10, do a checkup list. If you still have challenges in any area of your life, then your soul needs to prosper in those areas, including your marriage, ministry, business, relationships, health, healing, provision, prosperity, deliverance, spiritual cleansing, freedom from addiction, oppression, depression, and any other challenges. Now, we're going to do an exercise pretty soon. We're going to break all these challenges over you. We're going to help you see the manifestation of your victory because you are receiving an anointing now that's going through the airways, whether it's now or in the future on the internet, where you are growing in confidence to believe the Word of God is true to you right now at this very moment. And everything everything that you desire in your heart is going to be given to you. Okay? So let's be a doer of the word to prosper our soul now. Where there's a challenge, I want you to visualize, do a visualization exercise to apply the word of God. It will help you greatly. Cast your care upon the Lord. When people worry, they are in fear. Fear restrains you from releasing your cares to God. The perfect love of God casts out all fear. Trusting in God and His Word because He loves us, and His Word actually works, casts out fear. So doing what 1 Peter 5:7 says, trusting in God's Word to do what it says. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast the whole, not part, the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. So now, I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine, because you can do this any place, anytime, okay? Imagine you have a piece of paper in your mind. Don't get out a physical piece of paper today. Learn this visualization in your mind. You can do it anywhere. Anytime you have stress, worry, concern, panic, anxiety, fear, feeling overwhelmed, depressed, or challenged in any way. Write down on the imaginary piece of paper every challenge you're facing. And if you do it now, and later in the day or next week you think of another one, just repeat the process with what you're thinking of at that point in time. Okay? Are you challenging any of the following things your soul needs to prosper? For your marriage, ministry, business, relationships, health, healing, provision, prosperity, spiritual cleansing, freedom from addiction, oppression, depression, any other challenges? I want you to imagine you write them down on a piece of paper in your mind. Okay. Take a few minutes. Write them down. Because as you're writing them down, you're identifying the strong man. You're identifying the challenges and where they can come from. As you think about this, you're going to see God's Word help you eradicate all these. Okay. Now, in your mind, lift your hands up to heaven and give that imaginary piece of paper to God. Imagine hands, God's hands coming down, taking that paper away from you, and you release the paper to God, who's not cares are God's care. He will take care because you've already asked Him one time for help. Now, don't pull it back down from Him. Leave it with Him. When you've done your best, God will do the rest. Now, your hands are free. Have a glad expectation that God has already answered your prayer the minute you ask for it. The victory is yours in the spirit realm. So keep the bridge of faith up so the shipment of the manifestation can arrive from heaven, the earthly realm, with the answer and solution you already belongs to you, destined to arrive to you. Okay. This is very important. Okay. When the devil tries to challenge you with that, remind him, I've already given that to God. That has been paid for. He is a liar. God is the truth. The truth will set you free. So thank you, Lord, for prospering each and every one of us as we're in health with a godly mindset, even though our soul prospers because of God's word. Okay? I'm going to finish this up in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, we worship, we glorify your holy name. I thank you as pastor of this church. I thank you that you sent your angels out right now to help every person manifest in every area of their life to believe that your word is true, to receive your word, that you are helping them in every area, not just some areas, not just part areas, but every area of your life to receive the healing, the prosperity, the marriage reconciliations, the every challenge, because as they come to you in your word, Lord, your word blesses them, and Satan's word destroys them. And they come into your word now, Lord, because your word is stronger than Satan's word. And they come to you because your word is all-powerful. And as they stand in your word, they see the lies of the devil fall away. And they see the fact that they've been healed and restored and are in health, even as their soul prospers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, we're going to do communion now. I want to talk a little bit. I've said this story before, but it's relevant right now, because when we take communion, we are receiving our Christ. And Pastor Karen and I are ministering to a very demonically challenged person. And I'm 6 foot and about 260 pounds, and this guy made me look small. And the Lord said, give him communion. So I got the communion. Crackers. Bread. Crackers. And as I walked toward him with that communion, he says, no, not him. Not him. And he backed away from that communion. This big guy, who was about 6'4", 280, cowered at the communion. Because today, as we went through our exercise, we talked about the truth of God. And the truth is, this right here is the most powerful thing. It is Jesus Christ himself coming inside of you. And he that's inside of you is stronger than anything in the world. So as you take this down and receive this, I want you to think about the real power it's coming into. We're not just going to take this as a matter of course today. We're going to believe and receive the truth that God has prepared for us. Okay? So I'll pray, then I'll ask you to join me in a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to receive this Holy Communion, we remember that Jesus, on the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Now repeat this after me. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross at Calvary, because of your great love for each one of us. The price you paid for our salvation is the most precious thing in the universe. Your body was broken in exchange for making us whole and complete again. We now partake of your body, and we do this in remembrance of you. Amen. Partake and eat the body. I'll speak now, they'll have you repeat in a minute. In addition, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now, before we started today, we did the unaware sins prayer. So, we'll go forward now. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank God for your blood that was shed for us. We also thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, who dwells inside of each believer, quickens our mortal body and restores it to the life of God, healed, healthy, whole, restored, rejuvenated, and perfected. Amen. Take the cup now. right. Those are 20 affirmations, 1 Peter 2:24. This also includes our family and loved ones. So repeat after me, please. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.